Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the segment I've been for, perhaps the one you've been waiting for. I'm going to bring in Ron Cook in just a moment. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, continuing their commitment to making strides against breast cancer in October. Go to their Facebook page to find more info. Mostly cloudy today, high of 49. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a high of 51. Ron, before I even say hello, I want to let you know that Horse and I have your back. The lovely and talented Mark Cabali, who we all like very much, and he's very good at what he does. He capitalized on your Zoom snafu earlier this year and made it known to the public. Well, as it turns out, Mark had a Zoom issue of his own yesterday, Ron. And we would like to play that for you, interspersed with a reaction from you. May we do that?
You absolutely may. You have my attention.
I think that you get the last laugh here. Take a listen to what happened to Mark yesterday.
Mark Cabali. Mark, do we have you?
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yep, you're good. We did hear you. Now we can't.
You can't hear me or you can't?
We can now. Go ahead.
You receivers are going up against two all-pro corners and a 10-year vet, but you have a room made up of all 22, 24-year-olds. Is this a matchup you feel that will go a long way in determining the outcome, and why would you say that?
What is it? Can you repeat it, Mark? You're just a little quiet.
Okay, for the fourth time.
Oh, that's beautiful. Internet.
Cookie runs the show.
That is beautiful. Joe, that's wonderful. Both of you, Joes. For our listeners, the first game against the New York Football Giants, I tried to ask Ben a question twice, and I couldn't get through. I didn't know how to do the damn Zoom thing. It scared the hell out of me ever since, and I haven't tried again. But Cabali sends out a note to everyone, oh, I love cooking technology. And I wrote back something to him, and he texts out, hey, not just once he screws it up, but twice. And the caveat to that story is, like, a week later, I get a text from Ben telling me that I shouldn't let Cabali get me upset about my Zoom problems. So, because he was sitting there waiting for me to answer a question, and I couldn't get in. He goes, don't let him get you down on that. That stuff is tricky. So, I love it. That makes my day. That makes my day, Joe. Where do I see that? I'm not going to use the word I'm going to use. Wait till I see him.
Well, that was a case of very literally getting the last laugh, Ron. But we need to move on. Now, do you want to run this or should I?
Yeah.
Either way, let me
do it, because you do so well when I run it. We had four different last week, and you got all four of them right. I went 2-6. You went 6-2. You're like +9 ahead of me for the year. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous that I stink so bad. But let me run it, and you go first on the first one, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Yep.
All right, Ohio State at Penn State. Pretty big line. Penn State +12 at home. Who do you got?
Line's too big. Penn State, even without a home crowd, what an atmosphere that would have been, by the way. Wow. I got to take Penn State and those points, Ron.
I'm going with Ohio State. I think they're going to come in here and blow them out. I think that crowd advantage is worth at least 3 or 4 or 5 points, and I think Ohio State is going to win anyway. All right, Kansas State is at West Virginia. West Virginia is -4 at home. This one tears at me a little bit. I don't like either one of these teams, but I'm gonna ride West Virginia again. They ended up costing me last week. I'm going to go West Virginia -4. Who do you got?
Kansas State keeps getting better after a brutal opener against Arkansas State. Are you kidding me? But they've beaten Oklahoma since then, Ron, and they seem to be getting better and better. I love this game, picking Kansas State. That's a pretty big line against them. I'm going Kansas State.
All right, LSU at Auburn, not quite as big of a SEC game as normally because both these teams have struggled. Auburn's getting 2.5 at home. Who do you have?
Auburn. LSU already has 2 bad losses. I don't quite get this line. I'll take the home underdog, Auburn.
Well, I'm going to go the other way with LSU. So 3 out of 3 we have different. That means you'll probably be up plus 12 the way I go at this. All right, I pick one game for each of us. This one is for me. Northwestern, my alma mater, is at Iowa. Iowa is -2.5 at home. I'm going with those Wildcats in Northwestern, +2.5. Who do you have?
Iowa lost to Purdue. I'm going Northwestern, too. I think Northwestern looked great against Maryland, Ron. This could be their year.
I wouldn't go that far. Maryland really stinks. All right, let's go to the pros. And the game I got for you is New England at Buffalo. Buffalo is -4. I can't remember the last time Buffalo would have been that big of a favorite against the Patriots. Are you going with your hometown Bills?
God, no. No, absolutely not. I can't believe this is a 4-point spread. Bill Belichick is going to walk in there and just embarrass, I think, Sean McDermott. I think New England's going to win the game by 10 points, Ron. I think this is Starkey's lock of the week. New England getting 4 points against Buffalo. You ever see New England's record against Buffalo? And I know it was all with Brady. I get it. It's going to happen again. I'm taking the Patriots.
Well, I'm taking the Patriots too, but did you see them against San Francisco last week, Joe? They didn't look much like the Patriots, did they? Cam Newton's embarrassed, he says. I think New England bounces back, but I don't have a great feel about this one. All right, Tennessee, Cincinnati. Cincinnati's getting 5.5 at home. They always seem to keep it close. They always seem to lose at the end, but I'm going to take Cincinnati plus the 5.5.
I'm going to take Tennessee on the road to bounce back. I love their offensive scheme. I think Derrick Henry's going to have a big day. They may give up some passing yards to little Joe Burrow, but I like Tennessee on the road to cover.
All right, you go first on both of these next two. Vegas at Cleveland, I just heard you say in the last segment this game intrigues you. Cleveland is -2.5 at home. Who do you have?
I like Vegas in a big way in this game. I think their resume is better than Cleveland's, even though their record's not. I think they're going to win the game outright.
I got Cleveland. I think they're going to play well at home. It's supposed to be lousy weather conditions. Vegas making a tough trip across the country. I'm going to go with Cleveland in this one. All right, Joe, the big game of the week. Steelers at Baltimore. Baltimore -4 at home against your Pittsburgh Steelers. Who you taking?
Man, that line is 1 point too big for me. I'm taking the Steelers, and I think they're going to lose by a field goal, something like 23-20, 19-16, something like that. But -4, come on. They're 6-0. I don't care the circumstances with the schedule and everything else. I like the Steelers, Ron.
Well, you kind of said what I was going to say. I like them to lose but cover. My score was 23-20, so we're thinking along the same lines. They're due to lose. The 1972 Dolphins aren't worried much about another undefeated team. The Steelers are the last one, and they will be the last one to get the first loss. But that little hook, that 4-point game, that extra point scares me a little bit. Did I mention last week that I lost a game on Cleveland by a hook because they missed the extra point at the end? That's kind of my luck picking these games, Joe. You have all the luck on your side. It's not fair.
It's 100% skill, Ron, at this point. No, you still have plenty of time to catch up. We got a bunch of different games this week. We're not even halfway into the season.
I'm about ready to throw in that proverbial towel. Although we do have five different this week. If I get all five right, I'll still be four games behind. That shows you what I'm doing, Joe. Have a great weekend, my friend. Enjoy that Steelers game. We're going to have a lot to talk about on Monday, aren't we?
Yes, we are on Pomp and the Other Guys. Have a good weekend, Ron. I'll talk to you
all
then.
All right, Joe. Thanks, man.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.